Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart. I love the training of the Lord. I love how He trains us, prepares us to go forward. You know, everything goes back to Genesis. The first thing that God told Adam, He wanted to know what to do with all that love He had. Everything He saw, He was in a beautiful world. He was living in the presence of God. The glory of God was on him. And the Lord told him, be fruitful. Things he could relate to structure the great, vast love that was in his heart. And then multiply. Replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. That's the will of God to man. The word of God does the will of God. Every part of God's word that we receive helps us to do exactly that. Especially when we live in the presence of God. The training of the Lord is a blessing to us. It gives us those great advantages. We have, right now in real time, all of the rights and privileges of the citizens of heaven. In fact, you can go to the throne of God at your will. Cold religion says no. And people believe cold religion. And you can trace its roots all the way back to Jerusalem, where the people tried to quell the ministry of Jesus Christ himself. They wanted him dead. They tried to find a way to trap him. This is where your cold religion originated. Everything that says no, when God says yes. All the things we're taught, and it's just a demon with a religious mask on. Cold religion. But the Lord can get us completely out of it as we follow through with his training. Even good people, good Christian people who believe in the power of God, they sometimes struggle with cold religious views. How many people do you see the miracles just flow at God's will? It's always a resistance. But people who flow in the gifts of the Spirit, they overcome the darkness. In most forms, and sometimes every form. But you see good, wonderful people who are blood washed in the blood. They struggle to believe in healing. They struggle to believe who they are in Christ. They don't. Some Christians don't know how to prosper. Some people struggle to prosper. Their heart is good. But in order to go forward, they have to be trained by the Lord and go back to the first things that God told Adam in the first place. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over everything here. The earth is our jurisdiction. You know, there are rich people that want to go to Mars. God didn't give us Mars. He didn't say we had authority there. So what happens to you on Mars, that's just what will happen to you on Mars. You have to stick with what God gave. He gave us the earth. He gave mankind the earth. This is where we have dominion. Satan would love to get people out of their territory. Now, we're in the kingdom of God. Now, God made everything. As long as we're in the kingdom of God, we're in the kingdom of God wherever we be. But in the first place, he said, this is where we have dominion. The kingdom of God is in us and with us. We carry it where we go. As long as we're in obedience to God, we're doing things his way. We have blood covenant through Jesus Christ. We're in the kingdom. Nothing in the world can snatch us out. But Satan tries to use allurements to get us to be a turncoat. All temptations is designed to turn you into a turncoat. So you'll walk out. He don't want to snatch you out. He would if he could, but he would rather tempt you and you walk out on your own free will. But when the Lord give us his word, it charges our heart. We have greater abilities. Then we train in the Lord. And we come to the point that we stand because that's what we want to do. We're in love with the ways of God and nothing can stop it. We won't change and we're not going to allow anything else to change. We're not going to allow people and their opinions to change our destiny. We do this because we thoroughly love God. And we thoroughly hate the world system. To love the world system is to be an enemy to God. So from time to time, I say with my mouth, I hate every form of evil, every form of the way of the world, every suggestion, every lie that is told to me, every pull away from the truth, all forms of darkness, I hate it. I say with my mouth that I hate it, and I mean it. And every time I say it, I mean it fresh. See, faith comes from hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Life comes from speaking and speaking and speaking the word of God in faith. That's where your true life, that's where pure life comes from. Faith is the reality of all things. Faith is the reality, the foundation of all life. The same faith that God uses, we're designed to operate in the God kind of faith. And you don't have to do anything to earn it. You receive it. The kingdom of God must be received. Even the work of God, it must be received. No man can originate and manufacture a move of God. We have to receive it. We act on what we receive. That's our training. Learning to act on what we receive of God's word, step by step. And light instructs us, encourages us, blesses us to receive even more light. He said, be fruitful. You have enough to conquer your problem now. You have enough to receive the change you need now, to change the facts on the ground where you are in real time. And then you look back at it after the fact and learn even more. And that same knowledge and understanding welcomes even greater knowledge and wisdom and then understanding. It all relates together. See, the knowledge and wisdom, the way it relates together, it forms understanding in you. The men of Issachar, they knew, they understood the times. And they knew what must be done. They had understanding of the times in their day, the Old Testament. You can too. But it all starts and it all stems from the first thing God said in the first place. Be fruitful. The fruit can feed you now. The promises of God's word can heal your life right now. Get you out of darkness. Get you out of your situation, your rut. Help you build your life from this point on in that area. Whatever area it is that you need the help. And then there's a seed in it for the future. When you learn something new, keep speaking it. That's your seed for the future. When you learn something new, it solves your problem now in real time. And you plant that seed for the future. And it grows in you. It grows roots in you. And when you minister, you feed people fruit so that they can heal their lives right now in real time. And what happened becomes a seed for their future. And they can bank on it. It's real. The word of God is real. You defeat cancer in your life today. You receive healing. The anointing breaks the yoke for you. You have healing now. That's just like eating the fruit right now. And then there are seeds in there. You can plant it. Some fruits have more than one seed. You heal and grow. You tell what happened. You lay hands on others. They get sick. They get healed in their situations. The end of your life will come up. You'll go to glory. But the seed of what you started is still planted firmly in the hearts of those whose lives you touch. Just like Kenneth Hagin. How many thousands and millions of people are blessed by him? This man obeyed God in his day, started a school, taught others. They went out, did the same thing, doing the same thing, started new schools that did even greater. There was a man, a Muslim, that came to know the Lord because of Rhema graduates in Palestine. He got saved because of the happy people. He called them happy people because they were always praising God. And he became a happy person. Now the fruit that originated with Kenneth Hagin went all the way to Palestine. And there's a man that got saved and getting other people saved. And a lot of Palestinians, a lot of Arab Muslim people are coming to know the Lord because Jesus is appearing to them. He went to a meeting and Jesus appeared to almost everybody in the room. They were all ex-Muslims, but they were sincere in their heart, and Jesus talked to them and they received salvation through Jesus Christ. You won't hear about it in the news. He even said that, you know, good news don't make money. That's how the news people think. They don't preach the good news. The enemy tried to keep quiet the active works of Jesus. From the time he was here, after he died, until now. That's called religion. Called religion is demonic. The power of God is Jesus Christ. Everything godly is of God. Every form of persuasion, every lie is satanic. Throw it out. And the word of God gives you strength and training just to do it. And you can, as we go forward, we always learn more wisdom. The Lord put that in me to say that. But everything the Lord is giving, you're just going to have to be courageous enough to take it, to receive it, and not let the pressure of other people who've given in and surrendered to cold religion. Even good people believe some forms of cold religion. And cold religion is just as satanic as Satan is. But it's got a mask on it. Everybody don't always see it for what it is. That's what's holding things back. When people operate in the character of God, you're going to see greater miracles released, because people are just like the people in Gideon's day. The Lord said, told Gideon, it's too many soldiers. It's too many for me to save Israel. Israel will vaunt themselves, thinking that they did it by their own hand. Now, if God would have used the 30,000 men of Gideon's army to deliver Israel, they would have done exactly what he said. He wasn't speaking it by faith. He was speaking it by knowledge. And that's what they would do. He saw their heart. So he reduced his army down to 300 men and saved Israel with 300 men using theatrics. And he defeated the enemy. Israel had the victory over Midian. Midian was scattered and killed. Now, All this happened because of the great wisdom of God. And we're going to do the same thing to call religion. We're going to grow in character. See, the love of God is always first. Without the love of God, nothing's right. Even the miracles are not right without the love of God. There are people who try to coerce people into paying them to do the miracles. And people are so vulnerable, they'll do it. It's the miracles of God. Jesus said, freely you receive, freely you give. The wonders of God are not for sale. We have to learn to let God reward us for what we do and stop depending on the arm of man. Cold religion says you gotta charge for that. But God said freely give. If you freely give, if you lend to the poor, if you give to the poor, you're lending to God. He will bless you. And people who steadily contribute to the kingdom of God, God steadily blesses them. And then they get to a point, the Lord say, what do you want me to do for you? And he'll do it. Be fruitful. Receive the nourishment for now, to heal your problem now. And take the seeds and plant it and go forward, always growing, ever in becoming ever richer. See, the ways of God is a multiplying way. We receive whatever we need now, and then we increase greatly. We multiply. Every human, in 1 month, they greatly multiply. In 9 months, they are a child. They are a baby. In 2 years, they're walking. And they started out microscopic. Be fruitful. Multiply. When you are increased, don't close the gates. Give. Do more of what God has you to do. Everything God has ever given me to do, over time, it multiplies. He had me to start a radio ministry in 2006. Around 2009 or 10, the Lord said, I've given you a louder voice. And Mr. Richardson bought another radio station. Didn't charge me anymore. And now, then, I'm still on 2 stations from that time. And he plays the same broadcast at both stations. Every week, every weekend. And then the Lord instructed me to make the radio broadcast, instead of 15 minutes, make it 30 minutes. So 15 minutes is aired on the radio, and I tell people on the radio, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, you can go to newlivingletters.com and listen to the same radio broadcast, and there's more of it on there. And then he gave me an assignment for this website broadcast that you're listening to. I don't know what's next, but it's going to be good. Everything of God multiplies. We multiply. Even though we're going to go to glory one day and leave this place, we'll leave a legacy that will continue to grow. Seeds are planted that will continue to be harvested by God. Our seeds will become harvest, and those harvests God will use mightily. You know, Brother Hagin passed in 2003, and here now in modern times, people are still benefiting, being saved by the pattern he set, because every seed has its own pattern. The seed is in itself, and it bears fruit after its own kind. You have a love character walk. God can pour his anointing oil on you. The more you walk in character, have love in your heart, the more he can anoint you. The more you activate that anointing, the more he can multiply that anointing. And then he'll guide you to go where people can receive it. Now, when that happens, spiritual wealth generates on your life, because they're actively receiving, and the Lord's going to reward you for that. That's why sometimes you have to do what may look like you're going backwards. See, sometimes the people that will receive you, they may be poor, they may be in an area of town nobody wants to go, but they have a lot of love in them, and they're the kind of people God can salvage. They're the kind of people that will actively obey God, and they'll be receptive. And when you obey God and go there and do what's necessary, you share the anointing with them, they're going to grow and heal and be a blessing and contribute to society. The Lord's going to bless you for them. And then the next thing God give you to do, it's going to be even greater. And then the next thing God give you to do, it's going to be even greater. And spiritual wealth gets on your life. You can't always go by how it seems. You have to follow the plan and pattern of God. And also, I've seen a lot of good works die because people didn't know how to fight and secure what they were doing. They had the heart, they had the love, they had the wisdom, but they didn't know how to fight. So now people know how to fight. Never underestimate what God is doing. Never underestimate where God is taking you. It's going to be great. We're designed for this kind of multiplication. He loves us, and he always will. Now, the things of God are rich. They're real to us. As we go forward in the Lord, we learn to do things we couldn't do before. We take things to another level. People are healed in greater and greater levels. The wisdom of God runs deep. And as we go forward in him, we will do all that's in his heart. We can, and we must. It's not a labor. It's not like loading a truck, stacking bricks. It's a labor of love. That is great joy in harvesting the field. There is great joy in doing it God's way. And you know, whatever you love to do, you can use it to do God's will. There's a man that would attend our church. He started a motorcycle ministry and got over 2,000 people saved in one weekend. So whatever you love can be utilized by the Holy Spirit. Whatever you love, whatever you do, God can use it. Give it over to the Lord. He was riding his motorcycle one day, and the Lord said, use this for me. And that's what he did. And I thank God for it. God can use a motorcycle to open the door to win souls. And wherever God guides you, he'll guide you to the hot spots, but it won't always look like it. But wherever God guides you to do, you know, he told Paul, don't speak a word in Asia. And then he led him where to go. You know, if you study Acts chapter 16, he sent him in, I think it was Acts chapter 13. And if you follow the course of those scriptures from 13 to 16 in the book of Acts, you'll see the handiwork of God. And wherever God went, I mean, wherever Paul went, he did an active work. And he went where people would receive him. And he had the battle called religion. You will too. But that's a battle we can win. If you learn to fight, you'll win and secure the works of God. Don't let the enemy's works stop your works. Don't let what the enemy do stop the work of God in you. God loves us and he's with us. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in our lives. He's blessing us when we sleep. He'll give you whatever you need to get the job done. And when you don't know what to do, Just trust him. Trust is reliance. It comes after faith. Faith is a definer, highest form of sincerity. If you can take him at his word and have faith in him, you can do this. But as you trust God, you go forward. Now I'm out of time. Next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.